Hello, friends. My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am so glad that you are able to join us today. Have you ever found money on the ground? What did you do? Did you keep the money, or did you try to find the owner of the money? Well, today, our lesson is titled Free Cash.And we're going to be discussing what you do when you find money. So here's a question for you. Should you keep money you find? That's a very good question. Well, friends, open up your magazine and let's see if we can answer this question. Let's go.
Free cash? What would you do if you found money on the ground? Ted and Colby have just left a restaurant after lunch.
Hey, look, Ted, $50.
That's a lot of money. It must have fallen out of somebody's pocket or purse.
Well, finders keepers. Let's use it to go see a movie.
You're joking, right? We should try to find the rightful owner.
Ted, we're the only people around.
But there must be a way of identifying whose money this might be.
Ted, it's just cash. It could belong to anyone.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 rightful 这个形容词。Rightful 是指合法的或正当的，例如 Don't forget that I'm the rightful owner of this car. You have to ask me when you want to use it. 别忘了我才是这部车真正的主人，你要用车应该要先问我。或者是 The country is trying to gain its rightful recognition in the region. 这个国家正试着在这个区域中赢得它应得的认同。继续我们看的是 identify 这个动词 identify 是指认出或识别例如 the witness was asked to go to the police station to identify the robber 证人被请去警察局去指认抢匪或者是 the doctor used ultrasound to identify the gender of the baby 医生使用超音波来辨识小宝宝的性别 identify 也指认同例如 it's easy for teenagers to identify with their idols青少年很容易就认同他们的偶像。
Hey everybody. Well, today's lesson is about finding money on the ground. Free cash? What should you do with this money? Rebecca, has that ever happened to you?
Let me think. As a matter of fact, it has. I've got a great story. Are you ready for it?
I love stories.
Oh, great. Well, one day...I was walking around my neighborhood, and then I looked to my right, and I saw some money sitting in the grass.
Oh, nice. How much money was?
It was about $50.
$50?
It was a good amount of money.
Yeah.
So I just leaned over, and I picked up the money, and I stuck it in my pocket, and went home.
So you kept the money?
Oh, my story doesn't end there, Gabe. Getting a little excited.
Well, yeah, you got some free money.
Right. Well, a couple of days later...It started to bother me. I was thinking, I found this money on someone's lawn. It probably belongs to someone in the house. So I decided to go knock on that person's door and return the money. Well, no one was home when I knocked, so guess what?
What did you do? You kept the money.
I left the money on their doorstep.
Oh, so you did return the money.
I returned the money.
Rebecca, you sound a lot like Ted from our lesson today.There are these two characters, Ted and Colby, as you can see in this photo. And yes, they have found some money just lying around on the ground. Well, Ted says that's a lot of money. It must have fallen out of someone's pocket or purse. Must have. That's kind of an interesting word, right, Rebecca?
Must have. Is it must have or must of? Well, you know, the guys in the info cloud have something they would like to say, so let's go join them.
Good idea.
I know.That's a great idea.
Today, let's take a look at a common mistake native English speakers make. Now, you may be wondering, Why focus on something that doesn't affect students who learn English as a second language?
The answer is simple. From that mistake, you can learn to sound more like a native English speaker, thus improving your pronunciation.
All right, so here's the mistake. Listen carefully. Instead of writing, "You should have done that," many young people in the U.S. will often write, "You should have done that." Why do they do that?
Because that's how they say it. Should have is normally spoken in a slurred way so that the two words are not distinctly separated but blended together.
Now, the proper way to show this blending is should have. S-H-O-U-L-D apostrophe V-E, which is a contraction of should have. But many people hear it should of, and that's how they end up writing it. Wrong.
Besides should have, this kind of construction also occurs in could have, which becomes could have, would have, which becomes would have, must have, which becomes must have, and might have, which becomes might have.
None of these expressions have the word of in them, so never write them using of. However, when you say them out loud, feel free to blend them and pronounce it like there's the word of in it. I should have stayed awake in class 20 years ago when my teacher taught me this.
我们知道 should 是应该 should have 表示原本应该做什么事但没有做这是一种假设语气的用法代表某一种情况和现在的事实相反 You should have told him 你当初应该告诉他但你却没有 Should have 的发音要注意美国人通常会将这两个字合并起来读成 should have You should have told him那这个口语的发音呢已经根深蒂固到一个地步外国的小朋友往往会把 should have 写成 should of 虽然那是不正确的但也显示出 should have 的口语发音同样的现象也出现在 could have, would have, must have 跟 might have 若是你要学习美式的口语发音不妨试试将这些字读作 could have, would haveMust have 跟 might have 这就是今天的 Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
Thank you guys So just to review Ted said It must have fallen out of someone's pocket or purse But how does Colby respond here?
Well Colby responds by saying Well finders keepers Let's use it to go see a movieNow, when I see finders keepers, this actually reminds me of a phrase that my family used to, well, my siblings used to use on one another when we were younger. Uh-huh. Do you know what it is, Gabe?
Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Yeah. That's right. It reminds me of a story in particular.
Really?
Yes.
Another story. I love stories.
Yeah, you know, I found this scarf. It was just sitting around the house, and so I decided to wear it.Mm-hmm. One day I was wearing it, my sister comes up to me and says, Rebecca, that's my scarf. And guess what I said?
You said, you know, sister, I love you so much, I know this is your scarf. Here, I'm going to give it back to you. Right?
Gabe, that's what you would like to think I said, but of course not. I said, finders keepers, losers weepers. And I kept the scarf.
You really kept the scarf?
Well, at least for a little while.
That's awesome, Rebecca. That was a good story. Nice. Okay. Well, this is kind of a fun phrase. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. It's kind of a rhyme that kids will say to each other if they find something like Rebecca did. And what's great is it's easy to remember because it does rhyme. Finders, keepers.
Losers, weepers. Just like that. Friends, why don't you take a few moments and try saying, finders, keepers.
Losers, weepers. But just be careful when you say it. It's kind of a mean thing to say, especially if you know something belongs to somebody else.
Well, right. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, so to review, Colby says, finders, keepers, let's use it to go see a movie. And Ted responds by saying, you're joking, right? We should try to find the rightful owner. How does Colby respond?
Okay, well, we see how they're thinking. They're thinking very differently, right? Ted wants to find the rightful owner, who the money really belongs to. Colby says, Ted, we're the only people around. So, of course, he wants to keep it. You know, I kind of agree with Colby. I mean, if nobody else is around, then who should you give the money to? Mm-hmm. Why not keep it, right?
You bring up a very good point. But let's see how our story continues. Ted says, but there must be a way of identifying whose money this might be. There must be something. Hey, that's actually a very useful phrase.
Yes, it is. There must be something. That means he thinks this has to have a solution. There must be somebody, right? There must be a way of identifying something. There's other ways to use this phrase. There must be somebody who can help me. I need help. Is there anybody around here who can help me? There must be somebody
right,
who
right
can
here.
Help me.
Right here. I
yes,
can help
Rebecca,
you.
Yes, Rebecca, please help me.
Yes.
Give
I
me
can...
another example.
Okay.
Okay.
There must be a book that explains how to cook Thai food. I love cooking Thai food, but I just don't know how.
Well, there must be a book out there somewhere that can explain. Oh, here's a good one.
Okay, yeah.
This is one I hear often. Oh,
yeah.
There must be a bathroom around here somewhere. Where's the bathroom? There must be a bathroom around here somewhere.
Gabe, there's bathrooms everywhere. Of course we're going to find one. And anyway, Ted says there must be a way of identifying whose money this might be. And Colby says, Ted, it's just cash. It could belong to anybody.
All right, we're going to see how this lesson continues right after this.
Where's my money? Where's my money? I know I had more money in here. Oh, hello, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just looking in my purse for my missing money. I can't find it.
Oh, Rebecca, check this out. Look at all of this money that I found just lying on the ground. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Wait just a moment. That was my money. He didn't even ask me if that was my money, and it was right here. Friends, let's continue with our lesson.
Free cash?
We're in a McDonald's parking lot. Let's turn in the money to the restaurant. Maybe someone will come back and claim it. If nobody does, then we can treat ourselves to a movie with a clear conscience.
No, I've done that before. They won't call us, even if nobody claims the money. Trust me, if we turn it in, we may as well kiss it goodbye.
Maybe we should turn it into the police.
Ted, it's just $50. No one goes to the government authorities to report such a small amount of money.
I guess you're right. Hey, here comes someone. Maybe this cash is hers.
OK, 接下来我们看 conscience 这个名词。Conscience 是指良知或良心。例如 the man who stole the money battled with his conscience for a few days and finally told the police the truth. 这个偷钱的男人几天以来良心不安，最后向警方说出实情。课文中的 a clear conscience 是指无愧的良心。例如 I can say with a clear conscience that I have nothing to hide. 我可以良心无愧地说我没有隐瞒任何事。最后我们看To kiss something goodbye 这个成语 Kiss goodbye 本来是指吻别但是 to kiss something goodbye 是指忍痛割爱或者是永远放弃某件事物例如 If you don't show up for the job interview on time You definitely will be kissing the job goodbye 如果你不准时出席面试你一定会跟这个工作机会说拜拜 And now let's get back to our teachers
Thank you, Michelle. Gabe, I cannot believe that you took my money.
Rebecca, as I said before, finders keepers, losers weepers. Very nice.
But you didn't even ask me if it was my money.
Well, you know, I do appreciate having a little bit of extra cash in my pocket. You know, I am enjoying this conversation between Ted and Colby, and I'm finding that I'm a little bit more like Colby.
I think you're definitely a lot more like Colby, and I probably am a little bit more like Ted.
That's good.
But speaking of Ted, Ted has something to say in response to Colby, who said it's just cash. Ted says, "We're in a McDonald's parking lot. Let's turn in the money to the restaurant. Maybe someone will come back and claim it. If nobody does, then what does he say we can do?"
Then they can treat themselves to a movie with a clear conscience. Well, friends, of course, there are many different kinds of parking lots. Mm-hmm. This is not a McDonald's parking lot. It's one you might see outside of a shopping center in the United States. So maybe they found cash in a place that looked kind of like that.
Right. Now, we just saw a great phrase at the end of this section, and that is clear conscience. If someone has a clear conscience, that means that they are free from guilt about something. They didn't do anything wrong.
And there's a quote that I really like that has to do with a clear conscience. It goes like this. Rebecca, you might like this.
Okay.
"There is no pillow so soft as a clear conscience." Does that make sense?
There's no pillow so soft as a clear conscience.
Yeah, that means when you have a clear conscience, that's when you can really sleep well at night. You notice when you have a guilty conscience and you feel bad about something, sometimes you can't really sleep that well, right? There is no pillow as soft as a clear conscience.
That's a great quote, Gabe. Gabe, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time.
That's right. It's time for us to take a closer look at this word treat with the twins. Let's do that now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena.
Today, we are going to take a closer look at the verb treat. It means to pay for someone's food, drink, entertainment, and so on. It's possible to use this when you want to buy something special for yourself as well. That's right, just like our sentence for today. If nobody does, then we can treat ourselves to a movie with a clear conscience. As many of you know, the article is about finding money in public places. Ted wants to use the money he found to go to the movies. Let's take a look at an example sentence. Don't worry about paying. I'll treat you this time. If someone treats you, you don't need to pay. Just say thank you and maybe offer to treat them next time. Now, treat can also mean a special experience or gift, which is used as a noun. Here's an example. As a special treat, I'm going to take you on vacation to the Caribbean. A vacation to the Caribbean is a very nice treat. Sounds good to me. Well, our time is up. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, ladies. Well, once again, we are in the middle of this very interesting conversation between Ted and Colby. Of course, Ted just made a really good suggestion. He said, we should go into the McDonald's and see if anyone claims this money. How does Colby respond?
Well, no. I've done that before, he says. They won't call us even if nobody claims the money. Trust me, if we turn it in, we may as well kiss it goodbye. That's a good phrase to know, to kiss something goodbye. Rebecca, have you ever kissed anything goodbye before?
Let me think. I definitely have. Well, there was this one time where I was trying to go off sugar for a while, for a couple months, actually, and I had to kiss sugar goodbye. I had to kiss cookies goodbye, cake goodbye, ice cream goodbye, so many goodbyes.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of a good phrase to know because it means you're going to have to part with something. Or maybe you lost something or something was ruined and you could say you've kissed it goodbye. For example, you could even talk about plans. We had some plans to go hiking and do a lot of outdoors stuff. But when the typhoon came, we had to kiss our plans goodbye.
I presume that's happened to you before, Gabe.
Yeah, it has.
Well, I do remember this piano that we had at one point in time, and it was a really old piano, and it was time to replace it. So, guess what? We had to kiss the piano goodbye.
Oh, Rebecca, that was such an incredible example. Here, here's a little bit of money for you, just to reward you on such an awesome example sentence. Now, let's continue with our lesson here. Ted says maybe we should turn it into the police, but Colby said it's just $50. Now, do you recognize American dollar bills? $50 bill, what does that look like? Yes, you can see it right here. This is what they picked up in that parking lot.
That's right. That's exactly what it looked like. Of course, Ted thinks that they should turn it into the police. Colby says, no, it's just $50. No one goes to the government authorities to report that little amount of money. And what does Ted say? I guess you're right. Hey, here comes someone. Maybe this cash is hers.
Here comes someone. This is a good phrase to know, too. If you see someone coming or you notice that someone is on their way, hey, here comes someone. Oh, sometimes people use this when they're planning a surprise party for somebody, right? You're hiding and you're waiting for the person to come. And you say, shh, here she comes. Here comes Cindy. Here comes the birthday girl. Let's hide so we can surprise her.
Right, that's a great example
sentence. Yeah, yeah,
well,
thanks.
Well, right now,
yeah.
Here comes Linda. Here comes Linda.
Shh.
It's time for the editor summary.
Oh, that was such a good example there, Rebecca. Here's some money.
In our article today, we meet Colby and Ted, who find $50 in a McDonald's parking lot. Colby feels that they should keep it because, after all, finders keepers. But Ted thinks they should return it to the rightful owner and that there should be some way of identifying the person the money belongs to. Colby says it's just cash, and that would be hard to do. But Ted thinks they should turn it into the restaurant, and then if no one claims it, they can keep it with a clear conscience, or even turn it into the police. But Colby disagrees and says that no one goes to government authorities for such a small amount of cash. Ted is excited to see someone coming toward them and thinks the cash might be hers.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, Gabe, can you give me the rest of my money?
I don't know, Rebecca, but I am very excited about knowing what they are going to do with the cash they found. Will they give it to this woman who stops by? We'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.